Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 42 for Friday, February 6th, 2015.
From deep within the River West bunker of bikery, it's the Weekly Dose of Fat. With your host, Sven, and Nomez.
That's right, folks. Señor Nomez, he's on his way to Alaska today. He's actually winging his way there now. But we got J.K. Livin here in the studio.
Hi.
So all is not lost.
This show is sponsored by The Surly. You know, those guys that make the kick-ass bikes, bike parts, and riding gear. Check them out at surlybikes.com.
All right, JK, what do we have going on this week's show?
Here, on this here broadcast here, we have local fat bike purveyor Nick Ginster from Fixation joining us in the studio. We'll have beers and perhaps beards. We'll be taking calls to qualify listeners to win a megalith from State Bicycle Company. And we have links from far and wide.
And across the big pond.
Yes.
So, beard report. We're short that one beard of Nomez, but yours is getting quite wide.
Yes, it is. And it's getting kind of heavy. So I have to kind of puff it out in its thing because it like, otherwise will tie underneath itself and defeat the purpose of the Lemmy.
Maybe they make a beard backpack, perhaps. You could just kind of stuff it into the backpack.
Yeah, and it's a little over a month and there's a beard contest.
Oh, okay. So there is an end game to this.
More or
maybe.
Less.
At least there's a
restart
goal.
Point, probably.
Right. There's a goal, too. Right. So, yeah, I haven't touched mine since November. So we'll just see what happens. It's getting questioning things from the home front a little bit.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, this one's been going since the River West 24. That was part of the haircut. Bonus lap.
Right.
I got a little shorn.
A couple extra months in on it. Yeah. Well, that brings us to the beer portion of today's show.
Beer stop.
Beer.
Top of the hill.
What do we have in the Fat Bike Radio cooler today?
We have Sierra Nevada's Beer Camp Hoppy Lager. And I guess they have like a beer at camp, I guess.
Nice.
And then they just do like small batch stuff and then release it out for a limited time.
So you go there to learn how to do beer and...
Yeah. And then they select, I guess, you know, what is tasty.
It's a spring seasonal. So this is brand new. And we just got the foot of snow. So I don't know.
Right.
You know, I mean...
conflicting.
Coming up on the season of spring at some point here.
Yeah. We need that too.
Hoppy lager.
But hoppy lager drew me to that. And I guess it's a pilsner. It's like a hoppy pilsner.
Okay.
So here we go.
Let's give it a swallow.
And there we have 7% alcohoozies.
Well, you know, it does have a hoppy blast, but it is pretty smooth.
Yeah. I'm a fan of like tasting my beer like that.
Yeah, rather than having it rip your tongue out of your face.
Yes.
Right.
It got an 88, which is very good on the old Beer Advocate.
I think beer advocacy is a good thing.
Beer advocacy,
we should advocate beer as often as possible.
Yeah. It only had, 695 clicks. But then again, it's just been released this year. So
right. Quite good.
And I think it's only limited time. And the IBUs, which I still... That's a bitter girlfriend thing. intensely bitter girlfriend units of 55. I'm not sure what that's on. I went to their website about this beer, and it's like very informative. They just have like cuisine pairings and cheese pairings and the yeast.
Over at Sierra Nevada's site?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
We'll throw a link to that in the show notes.
It's pretty intense. I like this stuff.
All right. Well, we'll be back with our special guest, Mr. Nick Ginster, right after this.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve with Borealis Bikes, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about our brand new Echo Fat Bike frame.
The Borealis Echo is the first available carbon fat bike frame designed around the RockShox Bluto fork. It delivers nimble treadability with clearance to handle up to 5-inch tires. Complete bikes can be built for under 25 pounds, which makes the Echo the lightest suspension fat bike frame on the market with unmatched handling. The result is truly a year-round fat bike that takes on all disciplines of mountain biking. Visit Borealis Bikes to find a dealer near you. We promise, once you go fat, you'll never go back.
This is 45 North Pro Rider April Morgan. When I ride my hill repeats, I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the radio show. Joining us in the studio today is Nick Ginster from Fixation. They're a Milwaukee company that's been making bikes for a while now. And welcome to the show, Nick.
Greg, thanks for having me back. Glad to be here again.
That's right. You're actually a two-timer now.
Ooh, veteran even.
I think Nick's our first two-time guest on the radio program.
Lap two.
Honored.
Took to show number 42 to get a doubler. Double it up now. But there's, I think, a good reason to have Nick back. One, he just moved his operation, and he can tell you a little bit about that right into our backyard here. He's about six blocks away from where we're doing the show here in the studio. Why don't we just start with that? You were in the Bike Fed building, and maybe just give a little history of location, because I think the new shop is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were fortunate enough to have a wonderful place before. We were sharing space in an industrial part of Milwaukee with Wisconsin Bike Fed and Team Sports. So we were centered around a great cycling culture, but we were kind of outgrowing our space and looking to grow a bit. So we recently relocated our offices, our warehouse, our design center, and soon-to-be retail store to the River West neighborhood, just down the street from fatbike.com.
Yeah, it's right down there by Colectivo Coffee.
That's right.
It's a really super space. I've been in it several times already, and you guys are doing a lot of neat stuff with it. What'd you decide to do like a retail shop for? Because you're basically a manufacturer to this point. How did that kind of transpire?
Yeah, the retail concept kind of grew organically. I mean, we were getting more and more foot traffic, people coming into town, wanting to know what Fixation was all about, wanting to visit us when they're in the city. People who know we were located here were coming in anyway. So instead of being in the back of a warehouse, kind of hidden away, we decided let's put our product and brand right out front where people can see it, touch it, and have a chance to talk to us directly about it.
Yeah, well, you were super close to a bike path at your previous location, but I noticed you're not much further away from a lot of good riding right now, too. That's the River West area is right along the Milwaukee River here, and got both paved trails and river test track for fat bikes, which is something a little bit new for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. I mean, River West is great. It's one of the biggest commuter areas in our city. We were fortunate enough to have the first green bike lane in Milwaukee right out front of our space. And like you mentioned, we have the Milwaukee River Trail, which provides up to a good solid 8 miles of fun riding when you get the chance.
Yeah. So we mentioned fat bikes a little bit. Last time you were here, I think you actually had the prototype of your Blackhawk fat bike. Now you've got that into production. How's that going?
The Blackhawk is really been an amazing journey. It's taken a long time to get together. And while we were here last time in August or September,
yeah,
I believe
it was August. I believe you're right.
It was still a little bit under the wraps, but it's out in the open now, and we're glad to have our first fat bike. It's a terrific, really all-season machine, carbon fiber frame of fork, built with all the latest spec, lets you run a 5-inch tire. Lightweight, our stock build's only 30 pounds, so we're proud to have it in the mix.
And as a carbon bike, it's coming in at a pretty attractive price point the way you're speccing it. What does that run?
We're retailing the Blackhawk for $2,800, and it's not an inexpensive built bike, but it's affordable, especially for the spec that it's got on it.
Yeah, and carbon frame too, which is sweet. I think we were up at the Shell Trek race this past weekend, and not only did Joel win the solo on one of them, but well, there's guys around because you had your tent set up. Well, what did that guy say? He's like, he picked it up. He's like,
oh, yeah. He just had this, like, lifted it up and had this just face of bliss. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what carbon does for you when you can really appreciate how light that stuff can be. So, you know, I know that Fixation kind of started out as an urban bike company. What did lead into the fat bike besides, heck yeah, fat bikes, you know?
to quote
a phrase,
fella.
A fella.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely started off as an urban cycling brand. You know, we're based in a city, focused on riding in the city, and it's something that we do both personally and really believe in. But at the same time, we're also very interested in riding dirt, have a long history of both riding mountain bikes, enduros, and fat biking is one way that we've extended our riding season here in Wisconsin. And we personally do it as a group of riders and decided that we're going to take that passion we have for riding fat bikes and bring it into our brand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like you're really new to it either, even though the bike is fairly new. I remember having your pedals on, you know, years ago already and finding them to be one of the more advantageous pedals for fat biking because they're high impact nylon that doesn't transmit the cold. So I've been riding the fixation pedals on my fat bike for years.
Yeah, the Mesa pedal line was kind of our introduction as a brand to the fat bike community. And as we were introducing the Mesa pedal, it crosses over between street riding, dirt, and fat biking. And the whole time we had that pedal running, we were fat biking ourselves and just decided that, you know, we can put our passion for that into our own bike.
Yeah, so very cool. So have you got plans for more fat bike stuff coming?
We do. Right now we have the Blackhawk as a complete, a frame set. They're available through Fixation Bicycle Dealers, as well as it will be on display at our new retail location. But as well as that, we already have our own wheel sets. We're kind of partnered with Sun Ring Lane. We're using the Sun Mule Foot to put together a great tubeless ready rim and wheel set. And we have our own hubs as well. But from there, we do have plans to branch out into some other tasty bits.
Well, I certainly look forward to that. You've been really good at getting the cream of the crop from the products that you make. So, and keeping it affordable, which is no easy feat.
And that's really one of the core trademarks of our brand, Greg. It's we believe that the products we make should be affordable, durable, you know, high quality yet affordable. And the Blackhawk kind of continues that line.
Yeah, very good. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to come to the studio and do this little interview here. You know, Joel's been talking about getting a weekly fat bike ride together, so hopefully we can get that moving along and figure out a night to make that work after hours.
We're getting more and more interested in it, and with the recent snowfall, that's got to happen.
Yeah, that's actually news here in Milwaukee. Up until this, it actually doubled our snowfall for the year. We got about a foot of snow. Prior to that, we had a couple, 2 or 3 inches. We just didn't have any snow.
It was been a rough season
pretty
so
grim.
Far.
I mean, after last year, when we had that beautiful cold weather and could ride on the river and all the fun stuff, I was kind of looking forward to it again. But, you know, Mother Nature likes that curveball. So, we'll
yes,
take what
does.
We can get, I guess, you know. Yeah, again, thanks very much.
Glad to be here.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1UPUSA.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
This is Greg Maddox from Fat Bat Bikes in Anchorage, and I'm with Stan Gomez with Fat Bike Radio. If you're looking to breathe some new life into your relationship, pick up one of our new Carson Corvettes. We guarantee you've never ridden anything like it.
This is your weekly dose of fat.
So, welcome back to the radio program, ladies and gentlemen. What do we got? We got a weekly dose of internet fat. Before that, we did have a couple of fat bike things local here. We made it up to the Shell Track race up towards Manitowoc there.
Manitowoc.
You know, they had a little more snow up that way. At least it was a snowy course. I thought it was a pretty decent course. Little ice here and there at the end, but not bad. Glad I had the studs in. What'd you think of the race? So was that the first time you've attended a race?
Yes.
For Fatiushka.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
This was my first time Shell Track. It was a good time.
It's a cool venue. George at Broken Spoke does that race up there. And I think this is the third one that they've done. And they did a nice job on the course layout. it was backwards from before and used some different sections of the park. The cool thing I think about that event is even at this day and age when there's over 100 fat bike manufacturers out there, oddly enough, there are still people without fat bikes. And there were several teams that were composed of people that had a fat bike and people who didn't. So they were doing the enduro thing and getting more people kind of indoctrinated into the fat bike thing. So
yeah, it was a beautiful
course. George. It was a fun event. They did a solo in the morning. And I think we talked about Joel from Fixation winning that one. And then they did the, at noon, they did the 2-hour version of the enduro. And it was going to be a 3. I think they cut it back a little just because of the course conditions.
Sure. I was planning on, if I got up there early enough, I was going to try to play on the, in the solo.
Oh.
Just to roll around, but.
Yeah, that got going a little bit early.
Yeah, the snooze button was calling a little bit too much, so I did get out there for the relay portion.
So you have been megalithing around town.
Yes, I've been hitting the Milwaukee River Trail on the east side of that.
Commuting to work on it as well?
Exactly. Doing a little of everything I can get my hands on locally as such. Played around a little bit in the snow up in Manitowoc, and got about 55 miles rolling around so far.
Right on.
I mean, kind of a nice split between urban, shredding around on trying to seek out the snow since we've got a nice little dumping going on here locally.
Yeah, got the foot, the big foot.
The big foot.
The doubling of our yearly snow totals so far. But at least it looks like winter out there and fat biking is happening.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we've got, as usual, a bunch of links on the site from around the globe. Oh, that Salt and Sea one was pretty cool. Did you actually check that one out? It was from the guys at State Bicycle Company.
Yeah, with a...
With Dirty from Drunk Cyclist. Yeah. That place is so bizarre that when you photograph out there, you get some really interesting stuff.
When I was playing around in the face place world and then I noticed the... Drunk Cyclist, link or story, and I was like, State Bike. Well, hey, now I know these things.
Right on. That's cool. The Fat Bike Brigade out in Utah's got some stuff up there. They've got more coverage of the summit if you want to look at more pictures of what might have been happening. They also have their race series. I think race number 3 has got some coverage. I met those guys at the summit. They're really pretty interesting dudes, and they're very enthusiastic about the fat bike stuff out Wasatch Front way. So give that Fat Bike Brigade site a look. Oh, we can kind of wrap it up. We do have to get the calling going. So.
Yeah. Oh, George just posted or shared up your set.
Oh, from Shelltrack?
Yeah.
Some pictures out there.
Your Flickr stuff.
All right, folks. Well, it's time to get to the call-in segment of the show. So we're going to bid you adieu and start taking some phone calls. This is the last opportunity to qualify for that State Bicycle Company Megalith fat bike that we're giving away. And we should be announcing that next week's show, I guess.
That's what I was understanding.
All right. Well, call in and win. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, JK, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
It's Craigie up in Rapid. Jock.
Is it Craigie? All right, Craig.
Hey, man, I'm kind of getting a little broke up here, the laps and everything. Jock, JK, I'm just wondering how your big ride went last night.
It stayed... You know, the one from... It's stayed securely to the place.
The one from Rascals to $2.
Yep.
About 20 yards, man.
It was a good ride. It was a nice burn.
It was epic, bro. Hey, guys, seriously, I love your podcast, and I apologize for calling from the bar. We all love you up here.
That's all right, man.
It's a great podcast. I'm going to get off because these guys, they're going to make it obnoxious. I just wanted to call in and Jacques, man, that was an epic 15-yard ride you made last night.
I tried to impress.
Well, hey Craig.
I love you.
Craig, one more thing before you go. Yeah. I know you've been talking about getting a fat bike. You're entered to win the Megalith State Bicycle Company fat bike that we're giving away. Thanks for calling.
Oh, well, hey, thank you, guys. I'll talk to you about that soon. I'll see my brothers up here soon, guys.
All right, man.
Take care.
Later. Craig on the phone. He threatened to call in, and he did.
Let it not be said
that Craig will not follow through on his threats, ladies and gentlemen. And he was just talking about fat biking.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
Yep.
He may be one of the lucky winner of the State Bicycle Company fat bike. Welcome to the radio program. Who do I have on the line?
It's Adam.
Hey, Adam. How are you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I'm doing very well. How's the show going?
Show's going well. We have no nomads today as he's on his way up to Alaska, as you probably well know, but we're managing to hold it together.
Yeah, nice.
What's happening with you?
Just getting our bikes ready for Fat Bike Nationals.
Excellent. Yeah, that's coming up pretty soon here, isn't it?
Yeah, we leave in 7 days.
Who is your go-to gun for the Fat Bike Nationals?
Well, we have a woman, Amanda Miller, who's a pro road racer. She's originally got some Iowa ties, but she lives out here in Fort Collins. And then I've got AJ Turner, who is a Triple B record holder for the course time. He's going to be on our bike single speed, and he actually lives in Ogden. He works for Envy, so we're going to have an Envy-equipped single speed Blue Waffle out there.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, it should be pretty sick.
Yeah, excellent, man. Are they taking Alubus, or are you doing the new carbon versions? How are they set up for the Nationals?
They're all on Curly and tubeless, but set up just my tubeless method for Curly rims.
Ah, okay. I was looking for the frame. Are they using the aluminum frame, the bamboo version, or the...
Amanda's going to ride an Alubuya, aluminum and bamboo, and AJ's going to ride the carbon bamboo frame that you guys actually just released.
Right on. Yeah, sounds great. Well, I hope they do well. It'd be an interesting event. I look forward to your take on it once it's over.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued to see what happens. You know, I think that the closer we get to the deadline for signing up, the more enticing it will get for people to sign up. People just want to snag that national championship, that Stars and Stripes jersey. I think you're going to see some people come out of the woodwork with 1-2 days left to register kind of thing, you know?
Yep. Well, they've got a lot of age groups, so there's quite a few Stars and Stripes jerseys up for grabs.
Yeah, I think, you know, hopefully, if anything, because of all this, it will get some people to maybe race fat bikes or get exposed on the fat bikes that normally wouldn't. Maybe even people that are, you know, their riding style or their daily ride doesn't necessarily involve something like a fat bike, you know, pro roadies, people like that. But hopefully this will open the door and we'll see kind of a proliferation of fat bikes across the board, you know, people figuring out their fun for an off-season training tool.
I sure hope so. The way that people train, they really need an off season, but that doesn't mean you can't ride. So it seems like it would be a match made in heaven. You can go out and have fun without beating the heck out of yourself in a training regimen.
Yeah, I know for me, when I was racing much more involved, it was a great way to be able to be on the bike and work bike fitness without having to be on the trainer or rollers. And it maintained my outlook, let's say, in the off season. I was much more excited in the spring to ride than, you know, coming out beaten down from being on the rollers and trainer all winter.
Yeah, nobody likes to, well, maybe some people like to sit inside. I sure could never stand that. That just seemed like just drudgery.
Yeah, necessary evil, I think, in some cases, but definitely low on the choices of how I want to get my cycling fitness in.
Right on. Cool, dude. Well, it's good to hear your voice. Give us a shout next week. Let us know how prep's going. And we got no Gomez again next week, so we'll look for callers to fill in the gap with interesting stories.
From
Paraguay.
We'll be leaving the next day, or probably the next day. So
We'll give you a final wrap-up, give you what bikes we're running and how we ended up speccing them, and go from there if you'd like.
Right on. Absolutely. I'd appreciate it. Good talking to you, man.
All right, man. Hey, yeah, you guys have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Viva la Colorado. Welcome to Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have on the line?
What's up, guys? This is Terry from Rochester, New York.
Hey, how you doing? What's news? Hey, what's
Porter, and yourself?
Real good. Did we talk to you last week?
A couple weeks ago.
I knew you were a return caller. So what's new in the
Absolutely.
Yeah? What's new in the neighborhood?
Not too much. What do you think is the next big thing in fat biking for the future? I guess.
I was kind of thinking about that earlier today with, you know, the proliferation of people making fat bikes and component companies coming out with stuff. I think, you know, the inevitable drop in price for fat bikes is going to be a big deal because it's going to get a lot more people on them. From a technology standpoint, boy, it's hard to say because I'm pretty sure we're about as wide as we can really go. We were just having a Q factor discussion a little earlier today about how wide cranks are getting to accommodate big, huge tires and rims. So I think it'll be interesting, but I think it's more of an evolution than a revolution coming for fat bikes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing out your way in Rochester?
I'm seeing a lot of diversity across the board as far as, you know, some people are riding steel, some are riding carbon, just kind of all across the board. I mean, people are really excited about it. You know, there's quite a few people that have never seen it before, and it's quite a spectacle when they see it for the first time. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. With your discussion of carbon and steel, that's one thing I could see happening is that people will have more than one fat bike going forward. I think guys that are interested in ultimate performance and racing and speed are definitely going to have a carbon bike for that type of stuff. But if they're also into adventure and being out in the wild and kind of bashing their bike, boy, nothing beats steel for durability when you're, you know, relying on your rig to get you home. So I don't think it's a bad thing to have more than one fat bike.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think I currently have three in the stable. and you know, one of them, we designed it for the River West 24, which is a Milwaukee race that goes 24 hours through the city streets. So it was designed with more of a kind of a road bike feel to it than, and specifically designed to run the Black Floyd slick tire. So it wasn't really ever intended to be an off-road or a soft condition fat bike. And we were able to do some really cool stuff with it. So, you know, that's one of the ones I won't get rid of is because it's kind of a unique thing and it's fun to ride around town with the big tires, but not have to be looking at soft conditions like sand or snow.
Right.
Cool, Terry. Well, we are entering you another time for the Megalith Fat Bike. This is the last night we're going to be taking entries. So you're in there twice at least now. So thanks for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Good luck.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Welcome to the radio program. Who do I have on the line?
Tony.
Hey, Tony. I didn't recognize your phone number. I was just talking River West 24, though. So, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, you know, we don't have a Gomez today, but we're doing all right. He's winging his way to Alaska right now.
Nice. Is he visiting fat bike people, or what is the reason for said trip?
Oh yeah, he's visiting fat bike people and going to the Homer Fat Bike Festival. Which sounds pretty kick-ass. Yeah. So I envy him. He gets to go up there and play for a couple of weeks, and then he's going to the Fat Bike Nationals in Ogden on his way home. So he'll be gone for this week, and next week we'll have to be Gomez-less, at least live here in the studio. I think he's going to send in some reports and let us know what he's finding up there in Alaska.
Excellent.
What's happening in Tony?
I wish him safe journey.
Oh, very good. What's happening in Tony's life?
I am enjoying the living hell out of the Schlick Cycles loaner bike with the roll-off 14 speed.
That is pretty fun, isn't it?
It is the smoothest shifting bike I've ever ridden in my life.
Well, they cost a lot of money, but they're worth it for sure.
Yeah, it's really, you know, I encourage anyone that's listening out in Fat Bike Land that if you know of anyone that has one, if you had a chance to test ride one, it's really a whole nother level of bicycle. It's incredible. For people that don't know me, I love internally geared bikes. I have a few of them. I love riding them. This is a whole nother level of internally geared bike.
We were up at Shell Track this weekend, and I saw that Shane Velderhusen, fast guy, often a top finisher in his class up at Iceman and stuff like that, finally said, I've had enough of derailleurs breaking on me and problems with them, and he has a roll-off 170 on his Boo. He has an Alu Booya fat bike with a lefty on it and a roll-off.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds like a nice, that's his fat bike?
Yeah, yeah. He's got one of the Alu Booya fat bikes. He was racing up there, and he'd just gotten it going, but he was pretty impressed with the hub already. So roll-offs are where it's at.
Awesome. I have a feeling he's, you know, once it's broken, I think he's going to probably like it that much more.
Yeah, that's what I kind of told him. It does take a little bit of time and a little riding to kind of get them, you know, where they're really smooth, but it's worth it. And then you just kind of treat him like a car.
Exactly. The last few days with the riding and all the snow we've had has been just absolutely fantastic.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Did you come back, Greg? I know you were at Shell Track. You also did the beach ride too.
Yep, that was a good ride in a 50-mile-an-hour wind blizzard.
Yeah, but like you said, it was coming back. That was with the wind, so that had to be nice.
Oh, yeah, that was very fast. Yep, we enjoyed that. I think we're going to go up there on Sunday again, actually.
Keep me posted. I would like to see possibly running out there, too. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, very good. All right, man, good to hear from you.
Cool. All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
You guys, too?
Okay, Tony.
Sounds good. Have a great evening.
Yep, bye-bye.
Adios.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.